Going behind the headlines on some of our biggest stories today, and violent riots continue with bricks, fireworks and even petrol bombs thrown at offices.
Every day is no sleeping, nothing, no eating, because look what happened here in Belfast, that shop. I'm in Belfast, not in Syria.
And today there's another stark warning to those participating.
If there's anyone out there thinking that they might yet still participate in some of this disorder, they should be aware that there will be a prison place waiting for them.
I'm Louise Easton. It's Tuesday, the 6th of August 2024. Plans are being accelerated to boost capacity in UK prisons because of widespread riots, with around 30 rallies expected tomorrow. Dozens of people have been appearing before courts today, including children as young as 15. Belfast is one of the places where we've seen extreme violence, and the Stormont executive is meeting to discuss the response to continuing disorder. Trouble flared again last night. Businesses owned by people from minority ethnic communities were burnt out, with petrol bombs and missiles thrown at police. One man was seriously hurt in what's being treated as a hate-motivated attack. Our chief reporter, James Gould, is in Northern Ireland's capital for us.
This morning, I met the owner of the supermarket on the Donegal Road. He was sitting on a chair outside his totally destroyed shop, telling me it was his place of work. Where else does he go? I got speaking to Jamal. He's one of the employees.
I don't feel safe here, you know. Nothing you can say that my shop. Every day is no sleeping, nothing, no eating, because look what happened here.
Later in the day, PSNI Temporary Assistant Chief Constable Melanie Rogers gave this update.
There was an element of organisation and orchestration from what appeared to be older adults present at the scene. I have no doubt there is a paramilitary element to this.
Police also said that water cannons can be deployed to deal with disorder if necessary.
Well, elsewhere, over 150 officers were deployed in Plymouth last night to de-escalate tensions. Fireworks and stones were thrown. Our senior reporter Megan Price is there.
It is a completely different picture to overnight, with streets quiet and undamaged, other than a couple of smashed shop windows. But last night, fireworks, stones, glass bottles and bricks were thrown between two rival groups, leaving locals shocked.
To be honest, I feel a bit scared. And worried.
Can't understand it.
No, not the violence.
What point is there? Why don't they do something constructive instead of ripping stuff apart?
Nikki Leeper is the Assistant Chief Constable at Devon and Cornwall Police.
We diverted buses away from the route. We worked in partnership, absolutely. And therefore, that helped with our preparation.
Officers say more arrests will be made. They'll also be following up on post-investigative inquiries over the coming days.
The Prime Minister's called another emergency COBRA meeting tonight. Three of the country's biggest water companies could be forced to pay a record £168 million in fines over sewage spills. Regulator Ofwat insists Thames, Yorkshire and Northumbrian Water customers won't have to foot the bill, though. Our chief reporter in Yorkshire, Cathy Green, has more.
Campaigners have welcomed the fines. Steve Crawford is part of the Surfers Against Sewage group.
For a long time, we've known how bad the situation really is, and it's actually good that Ofwat have actually come off the fence and decided to actually really start to make these people pay.
Steve's from Scarborough. Behind him, the sun is bouncing off the sparkling water, and he says he regularly watches dolphins swim by. But 18 months ago, he had to shut his surf school down here because the water quality is so poor.
We paid these companies a lot of money since privatisation, and part of that deal has been to keep this infrastructure working, and then to find out they've not spent the money what they should have done. I mean, if it was like someone you paid a bill to and it doesn't work, you go back and expect an answer that that really, really means something.
Yorkshire Water, responsible for this area, says it's disappointed and that it had fully cooperated with the investigation.
Still to come, Banksy has struck in London again.
It's amazing. I'm so happy.
Yeah, it's fun. I think it's great fun.
And an apology to students in Scotland today.
There are a small proportion of candidates who have been affected. We have over 145,000 candidates receiving results today, so it's a small proportion of the overall number.
Eleanor Morgan's promising to listen to everyone as she's selected as Wales's First Minister. The first woman to take up the role has promised to champion voices that have been sidelined and silenced. Our reporter George Simmons was one of the first to speak with Baroness Morgan following her appointment.
I mean, I can imagine your email box is pretty full at the moment.
Let's talk about that relationship with the UK government a bit more. Keir Starmer's tweeted some lovely things today. What do you think that relationship's going to be like now?
I think it's going to be really positive and constructive, just for a sense of difference.
I hadn't really spoken to anybody in the health service in England for about 2 years, and on day two of the Labour government I spoke to Wes Streeting, the new health minister. So that relationship has been reset already, but that conversation clearly needs to continue. But it also needs to continue with respect in both directions. UK Labour need to respect the devolution settlement, and Keir Starmer has suggested that he will indeed do that.
To Scotland now, where it's been a bit of a shambles for students waiting for their exam results. Blank emails were sent out with a technical fault being blamed. The Education Secretary said sorry for the unnecessary stress it all caused. Here's our political editor, Alan Smith.
I was hoping for some A's, some B's, and I got all A's, so I'm really pleased with that.
Miss Humphreys just told me that I got 5 A's, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Students celebrating after a sleepless night. However, many were kept waiting.
It just says candidate, these are your results, and then the email is blank.
Around 7,000 youngsters were forced to rely on the postie after getting a blank email.
I want to apologise to them as Education Secretary.
Jenny Gilruth joined exams body the SQA in saying sorry for adding to the stress. As for the results themselves, those getting an A, B or C in National 5, Higher or Advanced Higher are down on last year, while the performance gap between those from the richest and poorest areas has grown.
The challenges we face in Scotland are not unique in relation to the attainment gap. We see a widening attainment gap in England and a widening attainment gap in Wales too.
But despite the growing gap, UCAS tells us a record number of students from deprived areas will be heading to university after the summer.
There are claims today that a lack of flexible working opportunities is stopping parents from being able to have jobs. A new survey suggests that half want to work different hours to the typical 9 to 5. Our senior reporter Tom Claiborne has more on this story.
The future isn't getting up at the crack of dawn 5 times a week, according to one parent from Beauthorpe.
Being flexible increases their productivity and increases loyalty to your company.
That's mum of three, Anna Menegedo, there. After a search from Amazon has found, the 1 in 3 working parents of young children could be tempted by a job where they work exclusively during school term time. Rebecca Wright lives in Norwich. She says there's one clear driver behind this demand for change.
If you're talking about working full time and you've got maybe 3 kids, if holiday clubs are £50 a day, that's £150 a day just to send your kids into some sort of childcare.
As of April the 6th of this year, employees can request to permanently change their working hours from day one of their employment.
Keely Hodgkinson has become just the 10th British woman to win athletics gold at the Olympics as she stormed to victory in the 800 metres. It was a first global title for the four-time European champion. Our regional correspondent Victoria Glover has been in her hometown of Atherton, where people have been celebrating their golden girl.
Olympic flags and Union Jacks aligning Market Street in Atherton town centre. People here brimming with pride for what Keely's achieved.
You feel, oh, like she's from Atherton, you know, it's nice.
She's on. 22 inch, yeah, brilliant.
She's amazing, absolutely brilliant.
Outside this card shop, there's a sign on the door, we've got a newspaper printout and a gold balloon. Steve's the owner.
It's just a basically something that I've put together, just like a little gold balloon with Keely. Congratulations, well done on your achievement, a fantastic achievement for a young lady.
Well, I've even managed to stumble across one of Keely's old teachers from primary school. Carol Sinclair taught her Key Stage 2 French. Now, I know we're going back a little bit, but what was she like?
She was really, really quiet. She was one of those children that you would adore to have in your class because she was so well behaved and quiet, but put running shoes on and she was amazing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Keely's 800-metre gold medal last night was her first global title and Team GB's 12th of the Paris Games.
And Banksy's unveiled yet another new piece of artwork in the capital. Yesterday, it was a picture of a goat on a ledge in Richmond. Today, it's two elephants in windows. It's in southwest London, which is where our reporter Claire Bode is.
People have been flocking to this residential street in Chelsea to see the second work by Banksy unveiled in just 2 days. It shows two elephants poking their heads out of a bricked-up window on a house.
I looked at it and thought, is it a Banksy? And I thought, no, it's not really neat enough to be a Banksy. It looks a bit messy.
It's amazing. I'm so happy. I actually came for another street artist, but then I saw that Banksy was also putting some new work out.
Local councillor Will Pascoe has told me the council are keen to make sure the elephants stay here for a long time.
Part of the reason I'm coming down here is to see how we can help preserve it. A welcome piece of art, not far away from the Chelsea Arts Club, so I think it's a good day. Everybody's having a lot of joy around here, so well done, Banksy.
Well, now a few questions remain. What do the elephants by the often political artist mean? And will we see more works like this popping up throughout the rest of the week?
For more on these stories, head to the news pages of our website or check out our social media channels.